From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Lippin reporting. U.S. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter says new Russian air raids in Syria probably have not struck the Islamic State militant group. Russia began bombing targets in Syria's Homs region early Wednesday, saying its mission was to hit Islamic State militants trying to overthrow Syria's pro-Russian president Bashar al-Assad. Secretary Carter told a news conference on Wednesday that he sees a contradiction in the Russian approach.
Russia states an intent to fight ISIL on the one hand, and to support Bashar al-Assad and his regime on the other. Fighting ISIL without pursuing a parallel political transition only risks escalating the civil war in Syria, and with it, the very extremism and instability that Moscow claims to be concerned about and aspire to fighting. So this approach is tantamount, as I said then, to pouring gasoline on the fire.
Carter said that the United States believes a lasting defeat of the Islamic State can only be achieved in parallel with a political transition leading to President Assad's departure. The U.S. military says coalition forces in Afghanistan have engaged Taliban fighters in a battle to recapture the key northern city of Kunduz, which the militant group seized this week. A U.S. Army spokesman told VOA the battle happened early Wednesday near Kunduz City Airport, as U.S. service members were helping Afghan security forces to fight the Taliban. The spokesman said U.S. warplanes carried out an airstrike to eliminate a Taliban threat on Wednesday. This is VOA. Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas has told the United Nations that his government is no longer bound by its two-decade-old Oslo peace agreements with Israel. In a speech on Wednesday at the UN General Assembly, Abbas accused Israel of violating those agreements through ongoing Jewish settlement activity. He also criticized Israeli security operations at the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem in recent days, saying they could ignite a religious war. But the Palestinian leader gave no timeline for ending cooperation with the Israeli government. The Abbas speech drew an immediate rebuke from Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The Israeli leader said it was deceitful and encourages incitement and destruction in the Middle East. Netanyahu also called on the Palestinian leader to act responsibly and to engage in peace talks with Israel without preconditions. Here in the U.S., the House of Representatives has passed a temporary spending bill that will keep the federal government open at least through December 11th. The Senate already had approved the bill on Wednesday, hours before the House vote, and it now goes to President Barack Obama for his signature. A no vote could have, in effect, shut down the federal government. VOA Senate correspondent Michael Bowman has more on what led up to Wednesday's votes.
Despite bipartisan backing for the bill, partisan sniping filled the Senate. Republican Mitch McConnell blamed Democrats for the deadline drama.
We remember watching our Democratic colleagues swerve from crisis to crisis when they ran the Senate. Perhaps this is just all Democrats have known, but it's not right for them to again force America into another short-term funding situation like this.
Democrat Harry Reid promptly responded.
I can't help but think back to a time when keeping the government open and funded wasn't a last-minute exercise. Looking at the clock now, we are almost 14 hours away from what could have been another Republican shutdown of the federal government. This kind of brinksmanship is totally unnecessary.
The temporary spending bill includes federal support for a controversial abortion provider, despite the objections of conservative Republicans who sought to defund the nonprofit organization. Michael Bowman, VOA News, the Capitol.
Burkina Faso's government says it is trying to convince the general behind a recent short-lived coup to surrender, a day after he sought refuge in an embassy in the capital. In a statement Wednesday, the government said negotiations are underway for the surrender of General Gilbert Diendere to transitional authorities. The statement did not specify which embassy Diendere was in, but the Reuters news agency identified it as the Vatican compound.
That's the latest world news from VOA.